Masechet Zevachim Perek Tet Mishnah Dalet. In the last Mishnah we mentioned that if certain korbanot that were invalid were placed on the Mizbeach, we do not take them down. Here we'll elaborate on what happens if you took them down anyway. Mishnah says, Keshem She'alu Lo Yirdu. Just like the halacha is that they're not allowed to go up, they're not allowed to come down. But kach im yardu lo ya'alu. So likewise, once you took them down, they're not allowed to go up. If they were taken down for whatever reason, these types of invalid korbanot, you're not allowed to bring them back up. But we're talking about an invalid korban. So it doesn't become valid because it's brought up to the Mizbeach. It simply becomes something that has a low degree of holiness, of sanctity, and therefore we allow it to remain on top of the Mizbeach. But once it was removed, any sanctity that it had is not there anymore, and therefore we do not put it back on the Mizbeach. All that's talking about before the fire grabbed on to the piece of meat or whatever we're talking about. Then, even if you did remove it, it's put back because the item, the invalid korban, is called lahmo shel Mizbeach, the food of the Mizbeach, and it has to be left there, and if you took it down, you have to bring it back up. In the last Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said that if a korban was lightly blemished, and it went up on the Mizbeach, we don't take it down, but we leave it there. Here's an exception to the rule. V'chulan, she'alu hayim l'rosh ha-Mizbeach yirdu. Any blemished korban that went up to the top of the Mizbeach, but it was behayim, it was living, then the Biakiva would agree that it comes down in that case. Ola she'alta haya l'rosh ha-Mizbeach tered. Likewise, if a valid ola offering went up to the Mizbeach, and it was alive when it went up there, it should come down to be slaughtered and offered in the usual way. Korbanot are usually offered on the floor of the chatzer, of the courtyard, are slaughtered on the floor of the courtyard. If a person slaughtered it on top of the Mizbeach, we're going to say over here, it's valid. Shehata b'rosh ha-Mizbeach. If you slaughtered it on top of the Mizbeach, yafshit v'inateach b'mkoma. You skin it and cut it into pieces where it is, and then you put it onto the Mizbeach. You don't have to bring it down to slaughter and then bring it back up. We're learning from here that it's not disrespectful to the holiness of the Mizbeach to slaughter the animal up there, but to wash the innards of the animal, we do not do that on top of the Mizbeach. Rather, we bring it down to wash it out, to get all the dirt out of its system, and then we bring it back up to the Mizbeach to burn with the rest of the korban.